Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sacramento Kings have been dominant at home. They've been lighting that beam left and right. But tonight, they caught the Celtics on the wrong night in the wrong place. And they get hammered. The Boston Celtics, for the 35th time in franchise history, have won 50 games.
They both got it going. They're both super efficient. Reminds you what this team is capable of.
Capable of a 23-point win on the road to wrap up a road trip against a good Sacramento.
We're back, baby! Good vibes all around!
Let's go. They're on a back-to-back. Slow down, dude.
Let's go back to Sacramento. Abby Chin's got Jaylen Brown.
Happy Scal Day, everyone! Wednesday at 4:30. I think it's appointment listening is what I do think these days. How's Scal going to yell at me? What is he going to...
What's he going to teach you about basketball? What,
exactly. Thank you. That's the right way to say it. What's he going to teach me about this week?
These first 2 hours are like the undercard, you know, like a prize fight.
What am I going to do to bother him? Like, it's all coming up at 4:30. I can't wait to get into
part,
it.
I think you're 90%.
Last night it was Forsberg playing the role of Jones, apparently.
Do you see what I'm dealing with over here?
What's that now?
I don't know what Fourier did to this microphone, but it keeps, like, collapsing towards me as I talk.
I know. Yeah, this one does that, too. I know what you're saying over
Need
there.
Need a new boiler?
We're going to have words. Sorry, it's temporarily distracting me.
Tighten that thing up a little bit is what we got to do. So anyway,
so you're saying that we're back?
No. We're back, baby. Good vibes all around.
The Celtics are back to being front runners who, when they don't get pushed at all, they can roll over even good teams. That's what we learned last night in Sacramento. And it's Jones and Mego with Arcan. We're here until 6 on a Wednesday with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You don't want to miss Scal, but just in case you do, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Subscribe to Jones and Mego with Arcan on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. Again, that's today and every Wednesday, most Wednesdays, at 4:30. So the Celtics win last night in Sacramento, 132-109. I don't really care to talk much about the game. Good victory for them. They finished the road trip 4-2. What are you snickering at over there?
Because it was a really good game for them. I mean, it was a good effort by them. Oh. And you're like, so who cares about the actual basketball? Let's get to the comments.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, that's exactly what I want to do.
Good vibes all around.
It's exactly what I want to do because I wasn't all that impressed with them. Front runners, they were hitting every single three, so they ran away from the Kings, who honestly, are the Kings good?
Yes. Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Second best team in the West.
I'll say this.
Third best team in the West. And no, they're not good. They're the stupid Kings. They're not good. They haven't made the playoffs in 15 years. They're the stupid Kings. They're still the same old stupid Kings.
So to your point, that's the kind of win that I don't, like, I guess I would say I'm not that impressed by because of the front running. That's a great point. Because when they have it going, I'm never going to worry about them. Like, from the jump, when Jaylen Brown is making contested threes and actually going to his left in the paint, I'm like, all right, this is all good. You know, everybody's good. Smart's making threes. Jason Tatum looks back to himself. Everything looks good. It's when they get into bad play and then they can't seem to turn it around, or if they have a game that's bad almost three quarters of the way through and then they flip the switch and then they win, then I go, oh, I feel good again. So then I'm just like, yeah. Nice way to end a road trip that was pretty blah.
Look, it's definitely better than losing. I'm not arguing with that. I didn't think it was a very good trip. Last night was a good win, but it's nothing I didn't know about them. They're hitting all their threes and raining their threes. They're probably going to win. Otherwise, and there are plenty of nights where they don't, That's where they have their issues. But if you want to talk about the game, please, by all means, 617-779-7937. Am I ignoring it? Do I not want to talk about it? You can't handle the truth, Jones. The Celtics are actually kind of good because they beat, the Sacramento Kings. Again, feel free. 617-779-7937. I do want to get to Jaylen Brown after the game. It's what we, on this show, have been talking about for weeks. Like, Jaylen's not happy. What's wrong with Jaylen? It's what we tried to ask Scal about last week. Last Wednesday, we were trying to ask about Jaylen. We were talking about this story on Friday when the New York Times story came out. We were talking about it Monday before the Ringer story came out. We were talking about it yesterday,
Jones,
when the Ringer story came out.
We were talking about this weeks ago.
That's what I'm saying.
When we said, isn't it interesting that Jaylen, when he's not even playing because he's out for the game, is saying, looks like they shoot too many threes.
Yeah.
And
I think
this
so.
Is right after Joe Mazzulla is in his postgame press conference every other night saying, gotta shoot. Hey,
like,
attempted threes is the most important stat in the box score, which then he reads, and we now know that he reads to the game, to the team in the locker room. He stands there reading the box score and saying, good job, guys.
Yes, that was a good, I don't know if that had been
well
played.
Well done, everyone.
I don't know if that had been played elsewhere, but I heard Fourier and Hart playing that clip, and I said, well, I need to see this. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll play that for you later. It looks even worse than it sounds if you watch the video of it. It's like a substitute teacher up there in front of the classroom with the classroom, you know, hucking spitballs at the roof, which is exactly how it feels right now. Everybody's ready for summer vacation and done with the substitute teacher.
Thanks for listening.
When it comes to Jaylen Brown, something's been off with the team. Something's off with him. So Jaylen's done multiple interviews, right? New York Times, which he did a few weeks ago in Houston. The Ringer interview, which he did back in January. He's got an interview coming up with ESPN. He was asked after the game to clarify some comments and what he's been going through. This is a longer exchange. We can start and stop it, but let's hear from Jaylen last night in Sacramento.
How do you feel about where you are, your team, your position?
I feel great. On a 50-win team right now, which you can't take for granted, tonight was a 50-win. And, you know, right now I'm focused on, you know, helping lead my team for another playoff run.
Lead.
You know, in terms of speculation, et cetera, I can't, you know, speculate on anything above what I'm doing right now. I think sometimes when people write articles, they get taken out of context at times, especially, you know, when writers have their own agendas or whatever. So for me personally, I'm thinking about clarifying some of the things that have been recently said. But other than that, I'm just focused on my team. I'm focused on playing basketball and focused on, you know, winning games.
Okay, so real quick, let me jump in. I like how he says, I can't speculate on anything above what I'm doing right now. Why? Go ahead and speculate if you want to. Who's stopping you? Writers are taking what you're saying out of context. So again, this is a good time to correct it. It's now multiple writers we're accusing of this. Logan Murdoch and Sopan Deb.
Yeah, very tough, by the way.
Yeah, with their agendas.
Their own agendas.
Yeah, they all have these big agendas against Jaylen Brown, but he's focused on playing basketball.
Giving interviews.
Yes, right, exactly.
But it's the writer's agenda.
Focused on playing basketball and winning games. What did you say in my ear, Ryan?
I think it's very interesting that Jaylen went out of his way to bring this up on his own. Nobody asked him about the articles. Nobody asked about the interview.
He was asked how he felt about the city of Boston, which I do think is in that vein, but it was not specific. I agree with you on that.
He's completely going out of his way. He's been thinking about this.
Okay. Well, let's hear the rest of it because he follows up, and then we can react on the back. Go ahead.
Nothing right now. Right now, only thing I want to clarify is that Celtics need to play better and win more games, you know. If I want to say something in the future about, you know, kind of things that's been floating around, I will. But in terms of right now, you know, I like when people hear things from the horse's mouth and you can see my reaction, my face and everything, how I feel about what I'm saying. Sometimes those things can get lost in translation, you know.
Uh-huh.
So if I feel the need to do so, I will. I keep a constant communication with my teammates and my organization. And we got to have everybody on board. We want to do what we say we want to do. So right now I'm focused on that.
Okay, so everybody needs to be on board. Interesting. Maybe they're not. I keep in constant contact with everybody in my organization. Is it the other way around? I don't know. But like this idea, Mego, that like, well, you want to hear it from the horse's mouth and hear my reaction. You can do that. What are you talking about? This is the time to do that. We can hear and see your reaction and see your face. This is the time to do it. Why on earth wouldn't you clarify if something needs to be clarified? Why wouldn't you? I would have done it before last night. But why wouldn't you rush out there and do it last night at
I'm
the latest?
I'm guessing because he's not ready to say exactly what he wants to be, how he wants it to be perceived. Because he's realizing now that giving the interview to the New York Times, okay, that was one thing. But then months ago, he gives this interview to The Ringer, probably hasn't thought about it very much since, until the New York Times piece comes out. And then he goes, oh, yeah, and I gave that interview back in January. And then, boom, that comes out. And it's even, it paints him out to be even more, or I would say even less dedicated to the Celtics in the future. Mm-hmm. And kind of harsh maybe on some other things. So now he's going, okay, I'm being put on the spot, it feels like to me, on this right now. And whatever I say right now is going to be twisted. So I'm just going to tell you that I need to think about this for a while. And then I'll probably put out a statement or something on social media, because that's what a lot of athletes do now.
Well, maybe. I was thinking maybe he's saving it for his ESPN interview,
that's
too.
That's what I'm thinking, maybe, yeah.
But oh, like, I feel like that's going to be so soft now.
So I don't know what to expect anymore. I don't know what to expect in that interview. He could do
ESPN's going
to
ask him about
he could
this.
Do damage control. Is it already done? Like, is that interview already done and they just have it in their back pocket
so
and hasn't aired yet?
What does damage control look like at this point?
Damage control is like, I want to be a Celtic. Damage control is, yeah, I'm committed to being here. I love playing with Jason Tatum. And if he really wants to, distancing himself from Kyrie and Kanye.
So he gives two different interviews where he will not commit to being a Celtic in even like the medium future.
Yep.
And doesn't really say anything glowing about Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Says that they can coexist on the floor. That's where they find their common ground in basketball. Not exactly like the most glowing thing about your coworker, but that aside, so then if he comes out on ESPN and he says...
He looks like he's lying.
Yeah.
No, I
mean,
agree.
Doesn't he look, doesn't it just look like flip-flop?
Yeah, but it's still damage control. Like, he probably would be lying, but it's still damage control. Arkham, why won't he talk about it? I think there's a simple reason. Why won't he talk about it?
I think that if he makes definitive statements about it, people will stop talking about it. And at this point, it's about building up buzz about him. And it's about sort of getting his name out there and people talking about him. And I think that's sort of the timing of all this. I think it's deliberate. And I don't like that he's doing it this way. But it's his choice. You know, he's an adult and he's got a team of people that are doing his publicity for him. And they think this is a good idea. And this is what he's doing. I think it's bad timing, but it strikes me is just sort of a media blitz at an awkward time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure his camp is advising him and on board with this. They weren't on board with Kyrie. They were trying to tell him not to get associated with Kanye. They were telling him not to do that. So I don't know. I don't know if he listens to advisors and people close to him. I don't know.
I don't know what
they're telling him. It's simple. Why won't he clarify? Because it's all true. There's no agenda. There's nothing fake news in these stories. He said it in multiple interviews over multiple months. It's how he feels.
Right now, only thing I want to clarify is that Celtics need to play better.
If I wanted to clarify something about the city I'm playing in, the team I'm playing for, my teammates, I would do it. I wouldn't have waited until last night. I would have rushed out and corrected the record. Maybe on social media, maybe Saturday in Utah. Like, I would have made sure I got this. I would have held court before the game, which is what we were wondering if he'd do yesterday. I would have corrected it. He's not correcting it because it's all true. It's all true.
And they're his quotes.
He hates being in trade rumors. He doesn't like the city. I don't know if he loves being second fiddle to Jason Tatum. It's all true. That's why he's not correcting it. What do you correct when it's true?
I guess the pushback that I would give, and not to you, to Jaylen Brown, and his answer there is he says, you know, in print, basically, I was taken out of context. Some of this was taken out of context because writers have their own agenda. So I'm asking, okay, so what's the context then?
Right.
What
Clarify.
Context is this in?
And they both did
even,
it?
It's not even like, yeah, exactly. It's they not even
both,
asking for
both writers have an agenda against
like,
you?
So if this is out of context, what's the context around it? Because I feel like if he gave the context around it, particularly with the Kevin Durant situation last summer and this winter about being in the trade rumors twice, if he expanded on the, he knows that if he expanded on the context around it, it would look even more like things are messy behind the scenes. Because when you pull back the curtain,
that's a good point.
It always looks messier.
The more.
So that's why he's not going to clarify, but he's going to sit there and say, well, this was just a glimpse that you got and you took it out of context. I don't think so. I think it was probably a bigger mess behind the scenes. And you're realizing now from the backlash that you're getting to it that I probably just won't say anything else about
this. Oh, crap. I've ruined the season. And oh crap, now I'm Kyrie. Right? Like a lot of people have said that. You know, I know that's how a lot
of
people.
I don't think "oh crap" would be the reaction.
Well,
to the
I don't know how much he wants it known that he's like being Kyrie all over again. And when I say it, I just mean ruining a championship season. Mm. And I know he's close to Kyrie as well, so there's other pieces to it. But it's like, you don't even want to be here. You don't even want to be here. Kyrie didn't want to be here either. Oh, you guys don't know the context of why I was talking to Kevin Durant at the All-Star game. No, it turns out we were right. And we're probably right about this.
I kind of hate that comparison, though.
Why?
The being Kyrie. Because I don't think he's... I think he's so different than Kyrie.
Maybe. We're going to... Look, I was saying this weeks ago. I'm like, they're starting to remind me of that team. They remind me of that team. And you're costing yourself another championship. They should have won that year. They should win this year. They didn't then. They won't now. How are you guys feeling about the Celtics? How are you feeling about Jaylen Brown? Did he help himself? Did he help himself at all? Maybe Forsberg feels that way. I can't wait to ask Cal about it. Coming up about 2 hours from now at 4:30. Again, 617-779-7937. Arcan has all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
The Celtics are getting a bit of a reputation that they don't take care of their stars, which is something that the rest of the league sees. Now, they develop really, really well. They draft really, really well. But I think the next step for the Celtics, and they have a newer regime, this is not the Danny Ainge regime, but they have an opportunity, or what they should be doing, is showing the rest of the league, nah, we take care of our stars within the fabric of this organization. And, you know, they're kind of fumbling the ball on that, at least publicly.
That's Logan Murdoch, author of The Ringer's Jaylen Brown story that we spent all day on yesterday, saying the league now feels like the Celtics don't take care of their stars. Word is getting around the league, the Celtics don't take care of their stars. Now, I've felt this way in the past. Bill Simmons, it was on the Bill Simmons podcast, pointed out it's different now than it was with Danny Ainge. You're making a face there, Mego. Maybe you disagree. I kind of thought that was a Danny Ainge thing where he threw out Isaiah Thomas like yesterday's garbage. And I never liked how they handled that. And I've accused the Celtics of that in the past. I didn't realize people within the league feel that way. There's that reputation with the Celtics, and apparently that's still there. They don't take care of their stars. I'm more aligned with the team on this one than I am Jaylen Brown. What? What? You're upset with me that I tried to trade you for Durant? You're upset with me I tried to trade you for Anthony Davis or somebody like that? And I'm just talking basketball stuff. The stuff with the city, I'm aligned with Jaylen on. But the basketball stuff, I'm more on the team side than him. But you can't have that reputation in the league. You don't take care of your stars. Words getting out? That's a bit of a bombshell from Logan Murdoch, who dropped a bombshell with that Ringer interview that we've been talking about all week long.
That's a really scary quote to me. That jumped out to me. He was on Bill Simmons' podcast. I believe it was today it dropped. And with Jaylen in particular, so you bring up the Isaiah Thomas thing, the trade for Kyrie. That happened when Jaylen was a rookie here. Mm-hmm. So Jaylen watched that happen, and I think that that had some really bad reverberations throughout the league. Remember, there was a point where Kawhi Leonard or Anthony Davis's family member.
Anthony Davis's
it was Anthony's
father?
Father. That's what it was. Kawhi Leonard was always just a pipe dream that I wanted him to.
No. I think they were linked to Kawhi. Kawhi's right. Got the crazy uncle, right? Right. Isn't that what it is
so
with Kawhi?
Anthony Davis.
He's got family members squawking too.
Anthony Davis's father said something along the lines of, I saw what they did to IT and I wouldn't want my son to play there. And that was a really big story at the time. And that's why I think, look, whether you feel like you can get a good return back in terms of who's going to be on the basketball court for Jaylen Brown, that's already a huge question, which you brought up yesterday. Usually when these stars leave on their own terms, you're not going to get anything equal back. Like, you're not going to get the talent back in return. But also, if Jaylen Brown leaves, this is a guy who you drafted to help take you to the finals last year.
When people doubted you. Like, right? Me, I didn't like that pick at all. I wanted it traded, and if they were picking, I wanted Jamal Murray. So, like, that pick was doubted by everyone, and you hit a home run on the Jaylen Brown pick, and you still alienate him.
Look, as a for fans, whether you respect where he's coming from or where other athletes are coming from and their feelings about Boston and their feelings about the Celtics themselves, you can't deny that there is something there. There's something. And if Jaylen leaves like this, I think it does kind of cement this reputation for the Celtics that's really damaging.
How much?
Because the two stars you have, you got through the draft.
Yeah.
And the longest thing that then got repaired by KG coming here. KG came here, and he loved the Celtics. He embraced the Celtics. He still loves the Celtics. Perk is out there being like a great ambassador for his experience with the Celtics. But there is this other reputation that runs with it, and I think it's really dangerous if you're trying to court free agents to come here if that's your name out there.
And let's say what it is, too. It's like, oh, so the city's racist, and they treat they're black athletes crappily.
You can't trust the front office. Like, is basically what it sounds like from Jaylen.
Whether that's reality or not, that is a tough one to overcome. So if that's the word in the league, yikes. How much stock do we put in it, RK?
I put stock in it, but I'm not that worried about it, I guess. And it's not that I'm not worried about the reputation of the city or anything, but I'm not worried about the reputation of the Celtics being a team that doesn't take care of their star. Jason Tatum's the only other star. He's the only guy you have to worry about. If Jason Tatum starts thinking, I don't want to be here because of these other reasons, fine. But he stands to make the Supermax, and as far as we know, he doesn't have any big gripes with the city or the organization or anybody else because he hasn't come out and said it.
Well,
so if Jaylen Brown leaves and or gets traded or something and you bring in another star, I don't know, but the Isaiah Thomas thing, I disagree with everybody who got on the Celtics case for that. I think that whole thing is ridiculous. If Danny Ainge didn't make that trade, he should have been fired. That was a good trade. Isaiah Thomas was out of the league in 2 years after that.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, really, like, if you held on to him and tried to build around him with his bad hip, I mean, he was in the G League.
You probably
3 years later
probably would have gotten past, I don't know, Milwaukee that year, but I don't know.
You think?
Well, yeah, with Kyrie playing like he was, I think he could have rolled out
Isaiah
Rozier.
Thomas might not even played.
Well, he could have played Rozier more. You could have played all the guys who were sitting on the bench who didn't want to play. But that's a side discussion, and I know we disagree on that, and that's fine. And if you do, please 617-779-7937.
They traded him to Cleveland, and then Cleveland traded him. No one wanted him. Like, I don't understand why the Celtics had to keep him around forever. Like, what is this?
You treated them like crap, and I don't think they were forthright on their medicals and everything like that. They had to throw more into the trade. It was Weasley by Ainge, but Ainge is a weasel.
That was Weasley, but that shouldn't affect the team and the players.
Well, if your GM's a weasel, sooner or later it's going to get out that your GM's a weasel. And so now maybe Stevens is being Weasley too with these players. I don't know. But when it comes to what you just said about Tatum, that is true. Tatum wants Brown gone for Anthony Davis. So what's he going to do? Be like, we don't treat the superstars right? He's like, no, they're listening to me. Logan Murdoch had more, by the way. I want to hear this, and then I promise we'll get to some phone calls. There's a lot of you waiting at 617-779-7937. Here's more of Logan Murdoch on the Bill Simmons podcast. And again, if you're unfamiliar with Logan Murdoch, he's the author of this Jaylen Brown interview that ran yesterday in The Ringer. And here's what he had to say about, how it all went down last summer.
I really do think this summer was a big, big turning point, because it was yet another time after Jaylen has become this franchise cornerstone, and then to be in trade rumors. Because it's one thing to be a young guy and be in trade rumors, because that's just the game. But when after you lead a franchise to the finals, you expect to have some level of respect. And, you know, that Kevin Durant thing happened a couple of weeks after that finals appearance. And he's thinking, like, another person you guys think is better than me, on top of the other conflictions I have with this organization. So it's been a tough go for Jaylen. And,
to be fair, and to be fair on that trade thing, we don't know if they ever talked to the Nets about an actual trade. But the problem is it was out there that they were talking or they were circling, and that's when you just have to squash it. And the fact that they didn't squash it in any way and just let it kind of linger and then become a debate within the fan base and on the media and on talk radio, that's where I think they lost the narrative a little bit.
So anyway, Simmons there at the end, whatever. They wanted Durant. Tatum wants Durant. The Celtics wanted Durant. I don't know why people have to lie about that and pretend like that didn't happen. They wanted Durant, and they should have done it, by the way. It is a good point, and you do kind of forget. That timeline was crazy. And, like, when we were in the middle of it, we were all aware of it, but I kind of forgot the further we got away from it. They're in the finals, and, like, a week later, they're trading him for Durant.
And this is why I asked you in the show yesterday and Arcan yesterday, is there any point where the second best player on the team is safe, aside from what we've seen in Golden State because they won four titles?
Maybe not.
Because they're
like
a
for
dynasty,
other teams, I mean, we were trying to come up with examples. I don't know.
Is there any point where you say it's not just building around this guy, it's building around these two guys? And it's interesting that we're here again, because it was only 2 years ago that some people, probably you, I don't know, sorry, I didn't listen to you religiously at the time, but probably you were saying,
probably me,
these two cannot coexist.
Oh,
send
yeah.
one
oh,
out
I,
of town.
Oh, I said that. Look,
now I'm sitting here going, hey, Can you just say we're building around both of you? Because that was one thing that Ime did a lot. We're going to get to the calls in a second. But Ime, as soon as he got here, it was Jason and Jaylen, Jason and Jaylen,
and
Jason
smart.
And Jaylen.
He was like throwing smart into it.
Okay, he threw smart into there because, you know, after the first couple of times, he was like, Jason and Jaylen, Jason and Jaylen.
And
like,
Marcus.
What about
and
Marcus? Marcus?
Yeah. And Marcus.
Smart's in the background like, and Marcus.
The coach of Doki.
Now they're putting him on the cover of Sports Illustrated. But yeah, no, that's how it all went down last summer. And don't tell me the Celtics didn't want Durant. Like, maybe you guys out there driving around didn't want him. The Celtics wanted him. Tatum wanted him. And if you don't get that by now with the media blitz that Jaylen Brown is on, I can't help you. Let's go to the phones. John's in Marlboro. Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just thinking, you know, you were debating why Jaylen won't clarify. If you look at what his boy Kyrie went through, where he was like, oh, I want to be here, and then he decided not to come. He was basically just lost to Boston. He doesn't want to go through the same thing where he says he wants to come back and then doesn't come back and
fair.
Everyone hates him here.
Fair. So which one of you two brought that up yesterday? I remember, was that you? I remember somebody.
I think Arcan started.
So that it's a good point. He doesn't want to be Kyrie saying, I'll stay if you have me. And so he's not going to commit. But in the meantime, that leads to a lot of speculation.
I do sort of appreciate that, at least. You know, at least he's not lying to everyone's face and then changing his mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. But if he really doesn't want to be here and he's forcing his way out,
he's being upfront about it.
No, well, but he's not. He's
kinda
not.
Is.
He's not committing. He's definitely not being upfront about it.
I think if you read between the lines, that's what you get.
Well, no,
this,
right.
You know?
But if you're being upfront, I shouldn't have to read between the lines.
All right, that makes sense.
Let's also be clear. These media appearances that he's giving are not like league mandated podium appearances that he's making a la Mac Jones in the NFL season or Bill Belichick or whatever. Like, he by choice is talking to the Ringer.
Why?
By choice talking to the New York
Times. Why do you think, by the way, we didn't even talk about this, why do you think he's doing it? Beyond just being upset. That's the obvious one.
Because the writers have an agenda.
Well, right,
he's
sure.
Trying to push back on it.
No, because he wants to grow his brand.
Yep.
Because he wants to be a big name. So, yeah, I'll do the Ringer interview. And sure, you know what? I'll talk to the New York Times. And hell yeah, I'm going on ESPN and NBA today. He wants to grow his brand because he's in the shadow of Jason Tatum. So what's the easiest way to grow your brand? Probably not staying in the shadow of Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Connect those dots. Brendan's in Springfield. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, guys. And you know when he called the – he had something that we're toxic or something like that with the fans. I think
yes.
It was
a portion of the fan base, he said, is toxic, yes.
Yeah, and I think it was since draft night and everybody was booing – I don't think we were all booing him. We were pissed that Wick said there was going to be fireworks and we wanted Jimmy Butler.
So
it wasn't him. It was just – that's just how it happened. And blame Wick for it, not
so,
the fans.
Brendan, I think most people felt that way. I didn't like the specific pick either. And I'm just being honest. I'm not hiding from it. I didn't like the specific pick either. I think there's a lot of people who were like, oh, those idiots who were booing on draft night. Everybody wanted Jimmy Butler.
I wanted Dragon Bender.
Everybody wanted Jimmy
and
Butler.
I'm embarrassed to admit that, but I was like, I can't believe you passed on this guy. For who? So where do you go? USC? Who cares?
So I agree. The callers, I think that was the majority of the fan base. Wick said fireworks. There were no fireworks. I think that's what the majority of the fan base was pissed about. I personally didn't love the pick either, but I don't think most fans know most of these players or care all that much. They just wanted to trade for a superstar. And by the way, wanting Jimmy Butler was not a crime. Jimmy Butler's awesome. Jimmy Butler might still be better than Jaylen Brown. Maybe still today better than Jaylen Brown.
I love Jimmy Butler. He's so insane.
Oh, no. He's crazy. There's no doubt about it.
Can you imagine Jimmy Butler with Joe Mazzulla?
No. What? Imagine a pickup game with those two? Just strung up. Mazzulla's now drinking his coffee on top of it. His coffee from the bubble just all strung out. Like
Mazzulla would have walked into a meeting with his
now.
Boxing gloves on. Yeah, I heard what you said to Coach Spo. You want to try that with me?
Can I want to play one more clip, and we'll get back to you here on the phones with everything that Jalen's been talking about, or I guess not choosing to talk about last night when he was asked about his comments. He's going to clarify. Don't worry. He doesn't feel the need to clarify yet, even though this thing is an absolute nuclear bombshell. Let me hear Stephen A, because this triggered something. We were talking about, can the Celtics get fair value for Jaylen Brown? And I doubt they can. But Stephen A was talking about a situation elsewhere in the NBA in Portland where I said, we've talked about this in the past. Is this player a good return for Jaylen Brown in the offseason?
He should have done this a few years ago. He should have been left that organization.
So I set that up poorly. I said Portland. He's talking about Damian Lillard. Sorry. Damian Lillard is who he's talking about.
Spoiler alert.
Go.
He should have done this a few years ago. He should have been left that organization. That's how I felt. And I'm not saying anything that I haven't told him. Damian Lillard would tell folks whenever he and I have spoken. I've said to him, you should be gone from there. You should be gone from there.
You said
it years ago. So now he's seeing that.
Okay. Damian Lillard for Jaylen Brown this offseason, yes or no?
Listen, Stephen A, I really need advice on my career. What do you think I should do?
You should be gone from there.
Absolutely not.
What he told me about the other station. That's why I'm here.
You should be gone from there.
Thank you. I listened. So when it comes to Jaylen Brown for Lillard, you said no? Is that what you said?
No, absolutely not. No,
really?
I love Dame Lillard.
Doesn't sound like it.
I texted you guys. He is a top three favorite player of mine in the league. But one, he's too old at this point. Two, like, I don't think you're going to get a good value for him in the next, 3 years from now or whatever, when hopefully you're still in the championship window with Jason Tatum on your team. Two, he's another undersized guard. And, like, you've gone through that
twice.
You've
got plenty of those. It's true.
You've gone through that twice with Kyrie, with Kemba. It doesn't work out.
They don't
I'd
age
rather,
well.
I'd rather have another wing with Jason Tatum or even, like, a super effective big. But another undersized guard, I'm not about it.
Arkin.
100% I would take Dame Lillard. I really would. He's averaging 30. He's third in the league in scoring. He's 32 points a game.
I know, but it's just...
He's too old. He's not too old right
Mego,
now.
I know how Mego works. I now understand how Mego works.
How?
What's it been? Like a month, 6 weeks? What's it been?
How do I work?
I now get it. She doesn't want to get her hopes up for something that she actually wants.
What?
She's like desperately rooting deep down for the sale of the Commanders.
She's heartbroken.
Yeah, but she doesn't like get her hopes up for the Commanders getting sold, even though she wants it. I send her stories every day. I'm like,
what do I say? So I'm like, don't even send this to me.
I'm like, Mego, they're gonna get sold. They're about to get sold.
They're not.
Snyder's gonna sell the team.
The meetings are happening next week. If they were gonna get sold, it would be happening right now. It's Wednesday.
There's a Canadian billionaire touring the stadium right now.
Hey.
Who's probably gonna buy him?
Hey,
I own your team now, Mego. Hey, the boys are buzzing.
Can we put a Hortons in here?
So I forget the guy's name, but it's some Canadian billionaire. I think he's in.
I got a lot of loonies and toonies.
I think it's billionaire American. I don't know. It might be billionaire and loonies and toonies. I don't know. He pays you in Horton's gift cards. But Mego doesn't want to get her hopes up for that. She doesn't want to get her hopes up for Lillard. I get it now, Arkan, because it's obvious.
You want another guard on this team.
I want somebody.
Bring in Lillard and blow out the other guards.
No. You just want five guards.
No, I wouldn't need him anymore.
Guards go out.
I can finally trade Marcus Smart's ass because I have Lillard now, and guess what?
You're not trading Marcus Smart. You're trading Jaylen Brown.
Oh, I would. But when it comes to Lillard, he's the kind of superstar that Tatum might listen to. And he's the kind of superstar who would be a leader on this team. What?
What is that based on? Damian Lillard.
Oh, what's it based on? Here's what it's based on.
You wait. You're so wrong about Damian Lillard. Doesn't give a rat's ass about winning. If he did, he would have been out of Portland, like Stephen A. said years ago. Well, he's comfortable there. He's happy. I think being a good player on a bad team, he gets his summers free. He can cut rap albums. He can do business ventures. And nobody gives a crap because it's Portland. If he comes here, he would get smoked. That's why he doesn't want to leave Portland. Pick somebody who gives a damn.
If he stays in Portland, fine. Guess who recruited who to Team USA basketball in the Olympics? Guess who recruited whom? Lillard recruited Tatum. Tatum didn't want to go. Lillard recruited Tatum. Yes.
Does he have a no trade clause?
Don't know. Reported on, factual, talked about it at the time. Tatum listens to Lillard. Tatum needs to listen to a veteran. And I'm sorry, it ain't Horford. So that's why Lillard would work.
I love Lillard. I just don't think it fits basketball-wise.
Mego's afraid to get her hopes up. Ryan sounds like he actually hates Lillard, so that's fine.
He doesn't care.
So that's fine. Ryan actually
hates
him.
I can be in Portland forever. Nobody will ever have any expectations of me because I've already assumed that the team's going to suck.
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get back to all your phone calls here on Jaylen Brown. A lot of you waiting patiently. Oh, and by the way, if they're not going to get a good return.
Is Dame Lillard Glenn?
Yeah, how's he Glenn Orwell?
I don't know. It's half Glenn, half John Travolta. We've established this.
I don't know. Whatever it is, I enjoy that impression.
I got a new demo coming out.
But when it comes to Jaylen Brown, we talked about, can you even get fair value? I think that's more than fair value. I think it's an upgrade. So, Lillard, would you do it? We'll take that with all your phone calls next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go, wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Can you explain the Celtics slump? Will they get out of it? And do you still think they're one of the favorites to win the championship?
Yeah, absolutely. I think their slump has a lot to do with just regular season boredom. You know what I'm saying? They want the playoffs to be here, but they got to understand there's a process to all of this. I think they're starting to play down to the level of their opponents. But, hey, you got to play through the finish line, stop playing to the level of your opponents, and get to the playoffs. But get to the playoffs doing the things you do best and playing the right way and winning some ball games.
That's Paul Pierce before the Celtics beat the Kings last night in Sacramento. They finished their road trip 4-2. I don't know. I'm not feeling much better about the Celtics last night. I'll take a win over a loss. Duh. I just feel like they rained threes and they were front runners, and so they won. And when you're not dealt with much adversity outside of a hot shooting first quarter for the Kings, yeah, you win. Do we feel like the Celtics are sleepwalking? 617-779-7937. It's something that we've discussed before. Al Horford had comments recently about this is the time of year where everybody's just ready for the real games to start. They're done with the stupid regular season games. You got to focus on process, as Pierce said. You got to secure your seed to give yourself a better matchup. Although, if we're being honest, and I don't know if we've talked about this on the air, if we're being honest, the Celtics falling from the number one seed is not a bad thing for their path to an Eastern Conference final and potentially an NBA final, because they wind up getting the Sixers instead of the Knicks, which I would rather have, if we're being honest. But they're not playing their best basketball. Is it because they're sleepwalking? They're asleep. What was the exact word that Paul Pierce used? The exact wording was...
playing down to their opponents. That's one thing he said.
Yes. Like, is that what we think it is? They're complacent.
Just regular season boredom.
Boredom. Thank you. That's the word. Thank you. Are they bored?
Absolutely. And this has been going back months. That this particular approach by them has been going back to before the All-Star break. And I remember because I was at some of these games. Some of these games that they really got up for are... Warriors game, okay? And in mid to late January, they win that in overtime. The Lakers game in primetime, they win that in overtime. They can show up against the Sixers because they know that that's a team with Joel Embiid, who is a direct competitor for the MVP race against Jason Tatum, and also like a friend of Tatum, a friendly rivalry, I'd say. They have the same basketball skills coach on the side. But then there's certain, and I would throw the Bucks in there, except, you know, they're like not all available at times with the Bucks. But then these kind of, I would say, like, spoiler candidates in the mixed teams, like the Cavs, like even the Bulls, like the Knicks, it's almost like it's not worth their time. Right. And I don't even think that's a conscious choice. It's just a matter of... getting to this point in the season.
That's hard.
And having the blahs.
It's why we used to talk. It's hard to repeat in the NFL. We used to talk about this all the time with the Patriots when they were good. Why is it hard to repeat? Because you were playing in the Super Bowl and now you got to get up for the Jets in September. Like, that's hard to do. But veteran teams, I'd cut a little more slack than this team. Is it okay to say they're bored, Arkin?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's okay for them to be bored.
Well, that's maybe that's the better way of asking it. Is it okay for them to be bored?
No, it's not. You didn't win last year. You should be hungry still. You should be fighting and scratching and clawing for all these wins, and you should be trying to get the one seed. Maybe it'll be a tougher matchup, fine, but if you're thinking in terms of like the Eastern Conference Finals, you want to have home court. I think that's an important detail for these guys.
I'd say two things to Paul Pierce. Number one, he's looking at it from his perspective, so, like, he won. He won a title, right, and he gets it. Number two, hey, Paul, if you weren't so bored with the regular season, maybe you'd have more than one ring. If you didn't get bored at the end of the year, and what year were they when they got back to the NBA Finals and lost to the Lakers?
I can't wait to watch you say this to Paul.
2010. They had to work their balls off in 2010, thank you, where they were the four seed and had to go through all these teams to get to the NBA Finals.
2009 was the magic year.
Maybe if you weren't so bored with the regular season, maybe you would have won more than you did. You ever think about that? You ever look at it that way? Maybe you'd have more than one championship. So maybe don't be so bored with the regular season.
It's just regular season boredom.
At least Paul Pierce has won, though. Like, you're allowed to be bored at least if you win a championship. Why are they so bored? I thought they were going to be starving and hungry and chasing a title all year. Now they're bored in March?
March is boring. I was just saying this to my friend the other day. March sucks.
What is March again on your calendar?
Sprinter.
March weather.
The tail end of sprinter.
Just gross.
It is the tail end of sprinter.
Nothing to do but sit on your couch and watch TV and drink.
So what do you think of Paul Pierce's thoughts on the Celtics? Ah, they're just bored. They're not. There's nothing wrong beyond that. They're just a little bored. Jalen's so bored he's doing every interview under the sun. Maybe that's what's going on. Owen is in Westford. Go ahead, Owen.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
That's why I watch March Madness. These guys, these NBA players, all a bunch of babies. Oh, poor me. They're talking about trading me. And what's this? Tatum needs to have a veteran. Did Bird need a veteran when he was 25?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, he needed help around him. So, yes. I don't particularly care for where that guy's going. But when it comes to...
No basketball has happened in this city since 1986.
So, look.
Not a single player in March Madness will go on to the NBA. Ever. That's the craziest thing about that.
So, here's what I would say, though, about... Because he did... Snuck in there was a good question about why does Tatum need a veteran? I don't love Tatum as a leader, as we've discussed the last couple of days, and I have said this a lot. Your best player has to be your leader. That'd be a scenario where Tatum's not your leader anymore.
Well, let me ask you something.
Lillard would be the leader.
Yeah, if Lillard came in with your hypothetical, is he the best player on the court between him and Tatum?
Debatable.
Right now?
I would agree with Arkan on this. I would say no, but it's close. It's closer than it is now with Tatum and Jalen.
It's close enough that... Lillard can play alpha dog.
Yeah. Well, and there are rare exceptions to my... Look, I think it's almost 100% tried and true. Your best player needs to be your leader. But there is the Kyle Lowry example with Kawhi. There are some exceptions to the rule. I think this would be one of those. By the way, Zeke, Running our Twitch chat made an excellent point. Actually, a good point, Mego. He said Jason Tatum was also in those same Anthony Davis trade rumors, and he got over it.
Yep.
In fact, he told Max years ago, and I guess Max relayed this story, but he said, yeah, I'd trade me for Anthony Davis too, is what he said. So, like, look, I don't know if that's how he actually feels, but that's a good way to push back on it. And Tatum has not been in anywhere near as many real trade rumors.
That's one of the only ones I can remember.
As Jaylen Brown. But he got over being in a trade rumor. One is a lot different than hundreds, but he got over it. He doesn't seem to be too bothered by it. So that's a good point. It really is.
Can I also just say?
Yes.
Larry Bird had Tiny Archibald in 81.
Yep.
And Bill Walton in 86. So he did have veterans.
Yeah.
So in your face, Colin.
I mean, I wasn't even pushing back on that, but good. Even better, Arkan. Even better with your Celtics.
You know, Arkan just did.
Your historic Celtics knowledge.
Arkan did the thing like where I get in my car and I'm like, oh, I should have said this
yes.
back.
Yeah.
I got the perfect comeback.
Delayed response there. The jerk store, Cole.
That's right.
Run it out of you.
I had sex with your wife.
Can I hear just because we teased this? Oh no, this guy's really funny. This guy could be on an episode of Seinfeld with the humor that he brings to the table. Let me just hear Missoula after the game because I laugh. This is not like Seinfeld humor.
Oh, the locker room.
Yes, this is like office humor. This is like curb humor where it's just awkward humor. But I laughed. I was like, ooh, this is Joe Missoula addressing the team after a big win last night.
That's the team that we've been through regarding here. That mindset, that maturity. That's who we are. From a basketball standpoint, we won everything. We got 11 more shots. We only had 5 turnovers. So when we got the edge to turnover, we shot it. It's good. Thank you for listening. And we beat him at the free throw line, and we beat him at the 3-point line. All right, so that's just a great, that's the team I know.
Wow, and big ovation for him, too. Did you hear that? Did you hear everybody really getting it? He's just up there. He's the substitute teacher. I said this earlier. He's a substitute teacher, and he's just reading off the lesson plan in front of the class. He's, like, shaking a little bit, and he's just, like, reading the stats in front of everybody, and everybody's like, oh, my God, can you be done so I can go home? I want to go on summer vacation, substitute teacher. Stop droning on reading stats to me.
So we got the extra
off the lesson plan that the real teacher left for you.
Thank you for listening.
That's what it sounded like last night.
I had
thank
to
you
say-
for listening.
Sure, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, it's just, my goodness. They don't.
Please clap.
If it doesn't come naturally to you, that's a very hard spot to be in.
They did not sound.
Doing the rah-rah speech in the huddle is tough if it doesn't come naturally. And if you throw an in the middle of there.
Doesn't come naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why did they tweet it out?
We're still in Sacramento. Can we please just go to the flipping airport and go home?
No, it's a great question. Why did the Celtics say we have to tweet? The Celtics tweeted that out.
It's not exactly an aw, yeah.
Thanks for listening.
You know why, Mego? It's probably the best one he's done. He's probably been doing that all year.
Nailed it.
They're like, all right, we finally got one. We finally got one where
From a basketball standpoint, we won everything.
We finally got one where, you know, he was electric. See, we got to run with this
Missoula
one.
Missoula turned to the camera guy. He's like, post this.
He may never do it again. That's why they aired it. Anyway, 617-7.
We've been majority here. That mindset, that maturity.
779-7937. Like I said, that is office humor and... That's curb. That's not Seinfeld. Anyway, we got more of your Celtics phone calls coming up. I do want to mix in a thought on the World Baseball Classic that I know everybody's all horny for. Let's do that next.
Thank you for listening.
Brian Scalabrine joins Jones and Mego every Wednesday afternoon at 4:30. Brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market and Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant. Scal, Wednesday afternoons at 4:30 on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.